This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. In 2020, China forced Hong Kong's government to adopt an anti-union national security law, which has resulted in the arrest of unionists and the collapse of the legitimate labor federation in the territory, the Hong Kong Confederation of Trade Unions. The HKCTU's general secretary is still in prison. This leaves Beijing's puppet labor organization, the Hong Kong Federation of Trade Unions, in power. I talked to Christopher Su Tat Mung about the situation in Hong Kong. Mr. Mung is the executive director of the Hong Kong Labor Rights Monitor. I reached him in London, where he is in exile, and asked him if unionists in Hong Kong were fighting back.
After the introduction of national security law, the Hong Kong Confederation of Trade Unions, HKCTU, as the only democratic and independent labor center, became one of the main targets of political subjection. HKCTU was criticized intensively by the state-owned newspaper as being anti-China force, committing into collusion with foreign force, and conspiracy of color revolution. The affiliation and cooperation with the Overseas Workers' Organization were investigated by the National Security Police. Some core members of HKCTU were even interviewed by the Chinese government agents. They were asked to resign from their posts or to disclose the internal information of the organization, including financial source and links with outside groups. Under the intensive political pressure, the Confederation was forced to pass the resolution of disbandment in October 2021.
How many trade unionists have been arrested, and who is the latest union leader to be charged?
Until today, at least 11 trade unionists were arrested under the introduction of national security law. Among those people being arrested, the former General Secretary of Hong Kong CTU, Lee Chek-yen, was sentenced 20 months for the charge of unauthorized assembly. Although he has finished the sentence, he's still being remanded in jail, waiting for the trial of inciting subversion of state power. The former chairperson of HKCTU, Kevo Ng, and the former chairperson of the Hospital Workers Union, Winnie Yu, both of them are facing the charge of subversion of state power in the case of primary election. Last month, Elizabeth Tang, the wife of Lee Chek-yen and the General Secretary of International Domestic Workers Federation, was also arrested under the charge of collusion with foreign force when she was visiting her husband in prison. The political suppression and intimidation against the union leaders have been continuing with no end in sight.
Are unionists in Hong Kong fighting back against the suppression, and if so, how?
Under the political threat, it is very hard for the trade unionists to voice out against the political suppression. They could not organize any demonstration to raise their political demands as they did before. However, the workers' movement, with the Hong Kong people together, do not give up their belief in freedom and democracy. After the disbandment of HKCTU, a number of former affiliated trade unions managed to survive. They are back to the workplace they represent and maintain the day-to-day contact with their members. They are organizing the workers by providing labor law consultancy concerning health and safety issues and handling workers' grievances, trying to secure the independent voice in the workplace in the boardroom. Without the support of the umbrella organization, however, it will be much more difficult than before for them to organize any mass industrial action, not to mention the political control imposed by the government. Nevertheless, the workers are fighting out the new ways of struggle spontaneously and creatively. For example, since September 2021, there have been 3 times Foodpanda delivery workers' strikes without the leading of trade unions. They were building up the networks through the social media that formed the base on which the workers organized the strikes. I strongly believe that whenever there are oppression, there will be struggles. The regime can never stop all the oppressed people from standing out for their basic rights and dignity.
The All China Trade Union Congress operates throughout China. Does it also operate in Hong Kong?
On the surface, All China Federation of Trade Unions, ACFTU, does not operate in Hong Kong. However, everyone knows that the Hong Kong Federation of Trade Unions, FTU, is supported and controlled by the Chinese government. They receive huge amounts of funding from the Chinese Communist Party, and the party officers are cited as union leaders. Looking at the past record, FTU is simply the puppet of the Chinese Communist Party, supporting the national security law and the suppression of Hong Kong Democratic and Labour Movement. After the disbandment of HKCTU, this pro-government trade unions camp can easily monopolize the voice of the workers and occupy all the labor seats in the tripartite mechanism. I'm afraid that Hong Kong is taking the path to the system of mainland China, where only the official union is legal and recognized.
What can be done to help labor leaders in Hong Kong?
After I relocate in UK under the risk of political arrest, I decide to form the new organization with my colleagues based in UK called Hong Kong Labour Rights Monitor. Given that we are free to speak out the truth for Hong Kong workers, we have done a number of monitoring reports regarding the violation of basic workers' rights enshrined in the international conventions. It is important to keep putting pressures of the international community on the Chinese government, especially after lifting the restrictive COVID policies. The Chinese government is so eager to recover the trading and investment relation with the foreign countries. Therefore, I expect the international community to firmly tell the leaders of the Chinese government there is no way back to the Loimo. As long as the union leaders and other political prisoners are still imprisoned, as long as the human rights and worker rights are not respected in Hong Kong. We have also actively engaged with the international labor movement to get their support in building up the alliance against the totalitarianism across the world. That is very important to let the imprisoned union leaders know that they will never be forgotten. They will never walk alone.